Good afternoon. We'll start with short remarks by the Prime Minister and the Secretary General, and then we'll have time for just a couple of questions. Prime Minister.
Thank you, dear journalist, dear Stoltenberg. I am glad to host Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg here in Tapa. NATO has demonstrated great ability to strengthen its position fast by developing battle groups to Estonia and to Latvia, Lithuania and Poland. For this, I would like to thank all of NATO's staff and Secretary General personally for their hard work, and all allies, especially the United Kingdom, France and Denmark, but also the United States, Hungary, Spain and Belgium. For example, Belgium started its air policing rotation in Ämari, Estonia, just yesterday. Estonia contributes to defense more than 2% of GDP. Since 2015, we have invested a lot into infrastructure, including here in Tapa, to provide allies good training opportunities and host nation support. We aim to make the Estonian Defence Force cooperation with allied troops as good as possible to increase deterrence and to be ready for the unexpected. Lately, we have received many questions on the Russian exercise Zapad. I would like to say that also we are concerned about the nature and lack of transparency of the exercise. Our attitude remains calm and confident. Along with other allies, we allow the exercise very closely and remain ready for every situation. Thank you.
Prime Minister Ratas, Yuri, it's great to be back in Estonia and to meet with you. And it's a great honor to be here in Tapa and to see the NATO battle group and also to see how Estonia is an excellent host nation for the NATO battle group. And I would like to commend you and Estonia for your contributions to NATO, to our different missions and operations, but not least for leading by example by spending more than 2% on defense. And the good message is that this year there will be more NATO allies meeting that target, and more and more NATO allies are stepping up the efforts to strengthen our collective defense. And an important part of that is the deployment of the four battle groups to the three Baltic countries and to Poland. And the battle group I met today sends a very strong signal of NATO unity, NATO resolve, and NATO strength. That is important because we live in a more demanding security environment. The fact is that by deploying four battle groups with more than 4,000 troops from 15 different nations, from both Europe and from North America, we send a clear message that an attack on one NATO ally will trigger the response from the whole alliance. And this is part of a bigger picture. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force to 40,000 troops with a joint high readiness joint task force ready to move within a few days. Allied jets patrol the skies over Estonia as part of our air policing, and NATO ships are patrolling in the Baltic Sea to help to keep the Baltic Sea secure. NATO's presence in the Baltic region is defensive, it is proportionate. We are here not to provoke a conflict, but we are here to prevent a conflict. We see a more assertive Russia, which have implemented a significant military build-up over several years, also with more and bigger exercises. NATO is closely monitoring Russia's exercise Zapad. We are sending 3 experts to the exercise following invitations from Russia and Belarus. But these invitations fall short of the transparency required by the OSCE. Briefings on the exercise scenario and progress, opportunities to talk to individual soldiers, and overflights of the exercise. This is something which is part of the Vienna document, which is the international agreement regulating transparency, predictability related to military exercises. And even though we are invited to distinguished visitors' days, both in Belarus and in Russia, we will not. We are not invited to take fully part in any kind of Vienna document observation of the exercise. So we call on Russia to observe the letter and spirit in the Vienna document. Transparency and predictability are even more important when tensions run high. To reduce the risks of misunderstandings and incidents. So NATO remains calm and vigilant and committed to keep Estonia and all our allies safe. So thank you once again.
Okay, question the middle German television. Microphone is coming.
Stefan Leifert, German television. ZDF. Prime Minister, you mentioned the exercise Zapad. Could you elaborate a little bit on the concerns, what they are, what the nature of your concerns is, and Secretary General, what could be the response of NATO to that if the Russian side does not stick to the Vienna document?
Thank you. First of all, like Secretary General said, that we are monitoring, and we are monitoring together with NATO. We are feeling here in our Baltic region and also here in Estonia, secure and safe. Why? Because all these countries are strong countries. And behind us, we could see different flags from United Kingdom, from France, from Denmark, and other our good allies inside the NATO. What it means that we are together. And I think that we are very strong together also here in our region, in Baltic region. Thank you.
As the Prime Minister just said, we will follow closely the Zapad exercise. We will monitor the activities. And we are vigilant but also calm because we don't see any imminent threat against any NATO ally. And NATO has also responded to a more assertive Russia. We are not changing our military posture because of the Zapad exercise, but NATO has already implemented important changes in our military posture as a response to more assertive Russia, which we have seen developing over several years, with more Russian troops close to our borders, with more modern Russian equipment, and also with more exercises, and not least, of course, Russia being responsible for using military force against the neighbor, against Ukraine. So, therefore, we have the enhanced forward presence with the 4 battle groups. We have the higher readiness of forces, and we have also now more allies spending more on defense to be able to respond to a more challenging security environment. But NATO's aim is not to mirror what Russia does, tank by tank or plane by plane or soldier by soldier. Our ambition and what we are doing is to respond in a measured, proportionate, responsible way and not provoking conflict, but remaining calm and vigilant, ready to react if there is any need.
Second and last question, Wall Street Journal.
Hi, Damon Wake at AFP, actually. One question for the Prime Minister on the Zapad exercises. Lithuania has said that they believe around 100,000 Russian troops will take part. I just want to know what your view on that is. And for Secretary General on North Korea, how concerned are you that the situation, the standoff, appears to be getting worse rather than better? And would you call on China or other parties to do more to defuse the situation? Thank you.
What we know today, we know that two countries, Belarus and Russian Federation, they are making the exercise Zapad. What you describe, what Lithuanian president has said, we have the same data, so we have the same numbers.
I strongly condemn the testing of nuclear weapons in North Korea. And I condemn the development of North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles. And I call on North Korea to refrain from war testing and to abandon their missile program and abandon their nuclear program. The testing of nuclear weapons and the testing of missiles is a blatant violation of several UN Security Council resolutions, and it's a threat to international peace and security, and it increases tensions in the region. So North Korea must comply with the UN resolutions. They must stop developing nuclear weapons and their missiles, and they must engage in a constructive dialogue to reduce tensions in the region. NATO is closely following the developments in the region. We are in close dialogue with our partners, South Korea and Japan. We have had several meetings in the North Atlantic Council discussing with our partners the situation and the increased tensions in the region caused by the behavior, the provocative behavior of North Korea. And I met with Prime Minister Abe of Japan in July when he visited the NATO headquarters. We discussed the situation and how we can work together. And I'm also going to visit South Korea and Japan in October, later on this year. And of course, the tensions, the challenges we see caused by the testing of nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles will be an important topic, which will then be discussed when I visit Japan and South Korea in a few weeks.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you.